You guys, it's on. And not just in Australia. Indonesia's general elections are a couple of days away and things are looking good for the incumbent. Joko Widodo is leading in the polls and is likely to be re-elected. James Masola is the Southeast Asia correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald, based in Jakarta. Welcome to RN Drive.
G'day, PK. Good to be with you.
So how's this looking? Is the president likely to be re-elected?
Look, yeah, he's had a consistent lead running into the double digits for months now. The campaign's been underway for probably about 8 months. Some of the most recent polls put the margin as high as sort of 60-40 against his challenger, Prabowo Subianto. Now, last time they faced off in 2014, it was a lot closer than that. I think the final result was around 53-47. But all signs point to a stronger victory for Jokowi this time around.
So what were the key issues in the election that have led to this? Why is he getting this stronger response than he did last time?
Jokowi's a very business-oriented president. He's a transactional president. And his signature issue has been building more infrastructure for Indonesia, roads, rails, airports, seaports. And to a fair extent, he has delivered on that, particularly with finishing the Trans-Java Highway, which has been sort of under construction since the 1980s. Jakarta's just seen its first metro train line opened, which, you know, is desperately needed in this city. It's 30 million people choked by traffic. So he's popular with people because he's done what he said he would do in his first term. This time around, he's promising to reduce the cost of living for people, reducing the cost of staple food items, and also to help people sort of get work with these pre-work training programs that he's been talking about a lot recently. Prabowo, on the other hand, he talks about the need to crack down on corruption, the need for Indonesia's wealth to stop flowing out of the country and sort of being taken by foreigners. He's very much a sort of nationalist, tub-thumping showman candidate. But I just don't think that's really cut through with enough people during the campaign.
What kinds of political pressures has Jokowi had to contend with during his first term, and how has he navigated them? Because he's had some significant issues. There is, you know, a rise of identity politics and also really a much more conservative tenet that's grown in Indonesia.
Yeah, look, that's absolutely right. During the 2014 campaign, there was a lot of black campaigning, rumours targeting Jokowi that he wasn't sufficiently Islamic or a good enough Muslim. He was secretly a Christian. He was, you know, actually of Chinese extraction, all these sorts of things. Now, to neutralise that, what he's done is picked a man named Ma'ruf Amin, who's an ageing cleric, who's the former head of Nahdlatul Ulama, which is the largest Muslim organisation in the world, about 50 million members. He's chosen this conservative cleric as his running mate this time, and that's really helped bring some of the more, I guess, pious Muslim voters over to his side. It's been a very effective tactic. It has disappointed, however, some of his supporters, who kind of saw him as a more progressive candidate, certainly in 2014. There's been some blowback this time around because of that. There's actually a movement that's risen up called the Golput Movement. It's essentially the blank ballot movement. It's encouraging people to not cast a vote. So he may actually lose some votes, but it's probably on that basis, but it's probably outweighed by this stronger appeal to more pious Muslims.
Does it look like the tone of the things that Prabowo has been saying has changed? Is he realising that he's unlikely to get over the finish line?
Yeah, I think he does realise that. His campaign, of course, would never concede that publicly. But what we've seen in the last couple of weeks, and indeed probably at times over the last few months, is this: they're pushing this idea that, for example, there are 17.5 million what are called ghost voters, like voters who shouldn't be on the electoral roll. We've seen comments from the candidate and from his political supporters saying, you know, if we don't win, you know, there's a problem with the election. We must get out on the street and protest. We won't accept the election result. I mean, there's a pretty good chance, I would say, that this is going to be whatever the margin of victory for Jokowi, and that does look like it's going to be sort of reasonably high, that we'll see a constitutional court challenge to the result from the Prabowo camp. I think that really is them preparing the ground for a loss and sort of preparing excuses before people even vote this Wednesday.
James Masola, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Patricia.
James Masola is the Southeast Asia correspondent for The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald. He's based in Jakarta. And this is RN Drive.